Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are back on the air on this Thursday, May the 7th, 2020. Now, see, I'm the type of radio host who's going to tell you the truth about everything. Because I did not even have my headset in as we were coming back from break there, because I was having such a heated discussion with somebody online about this whole conversation we were having about friends before we went to break. Now, okay. The conversation before we went to break, I guess, is where we should start here. The conversation before we went to break is, do you have a go-to person that you would call in the middle of the night who is not a family member? If you were in trouble or just needed to talk or something like that, is there somebody who you would feel comfortable calling? And it would, you wouldn't think it'd be an inconvenience or show up at their house or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Who is that person for you, and what is the criteria with somebody like that? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. This all started because I know people who do this thing. When they leave, they always say, if you need anything, give me a call. If you need anything, give me a call. You have my number. Drives me nuts. I don't understand it, because I know they would not be there in 10,000 years. You would have better luck of Halley's Comet flying over than these people calling or coming if you had called them. Now, the heated discussion I was having during the break, I was talking to a friend on Facebook. And during the last conversation, this person said that, you know, I would be a go-to for them if they were having trouble in the middle of the night. Now, here's how I have to preface this. This person has never called me in the middle of the night. This person has never called me late at night. This person has never called me early in the morning. Now, it doesn't make this person a bad person. I mean, I perfectly understand what's going on. But if you don't do it, I don't think you can be the go-to person. So that's all I'm saying there. That was part of the discussion. And then the other part of the discussion was that this person could be my go-to person, because obviously I don't have a go-to person. And I said, well, I don't think you would be my go-to person. Not that we're not friendly. We are friendly. But your go-to person is somebody who you have that extra bond with, that extra feeling for, that extra, you know, that's why you call your wife in the middle of the night. That's why you call your family, because it's like a family thing. So, you know, I'm not saying that I don't really like this person. I do. We have conversation all the time. But I don't think they would be somebody who, well, obviously they're not, because when I needed somebody a couple months ago, probably should have called somebody in the middle of the night, because I live alone. I didn't. So, nothing against this person at all. I was just trying to explain that they would probably not be the first name that would come through my mind at 3 o'clock in the morning if I needed help, because it just isn't that type of a relationship. Now, not that through the years it couldn't turn into that type of relationship where you feel comfortable enough to do that. It's just not there at this particular point. Totally cool person, like them a lot, but it not my 3 a.m. person. But conversely, I'm not their 3 a.m. person. So it's not like it's all one-sided that they're calling me and I'm just not calling them. That's not the case at all. Okay. That's the conversation I was having as to why I was late getting back on the air today. Do you have an opinion? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning. And you have to wonder, in a weird way, when it all comes down to this friendship thing, why is that oh my goodness. Well, I did not see that coming. Speaking of pictures, which I can't tell you about, interestingly enough. Okay. We're going to move right on beyond that. Okay. Let's see here. Good friends are... okay, here's what happened. Without leading into this or saying any names. I was talking in the first hour about people being shocking or being funny with their pictures. And... that is different as far as shocking or funny, and I think they might have gotten me a little bit there. I did not see that coming. Okay. What a morning this is here on WWGH Radio. You know what? That's kind of funny, because in a lot of ways... let's see here. This is kind of a disjointed conversation, but I guess I'm asking, who is your 2 o'clock person? Let me know. 740-383-9944. 383-9944. Who's your go-to person, and why are they your go-to person? What an interesting morning this has turned out to be. Let's see here. Where are we going after that? You know, here's something. If you want to become close friends with somebody, you do stuff like that. You try to throw them off a little bit. That was very interesting. I'll say that. Okay. I feel that I should talk more about the peach pie and the peach cobbler, because we were in the midst of that conversation yesterday. Peach pie or peach cobbler? What is the difference between peach pie or peach cobbler? Does anybody know? I would love to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and I will put you up on the air. Does anybody know the difference between peach pie and peach cobbler? That is one of our ongoing questions, and it's one of the most interesting questions we've had in the last few days, because nobody can really define the difference between peach pie and peach cobbler. Now, we've talked about square versus circle and more... breading on top or more crust on top or things of that nature. But what is the real difference between peach pie and peach cobbler? There's got to be something. What is the real difference? I'm trying to think in my own mind, what is the real difference between peach pie and peach cobbler? Let me see. What would be the real difference between peach pie and peach cobbler? I would have to say, you know, is peach cobbler served warm and peach pie is not? Now, you can warm up peach pie, but I don't know. We're getting a phone call here. This is good, because I need bailed out here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peach pie is put in a pie crust, which in a pie plate, I wouldn't say there's a lot of difference in how you make the filling or the filling. And then peach cobbler basically is put, the ingredients is put in a container or in a dish. And then you have a kind of a crumb crust put on top. So, yeah, I'm not sure the flavor is a whole lot different, but I would say that's probably the difference. It's a peach pie, goes in pie crust. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Peach pie versus peach cobbler. Now, there is a very good answer. Now, does anybody have the recipe for a real good peach pie? Because that is what I'm interested in. What is the difference between a peach pie or a real good peach pie recipe? What is a real good peach pie recipe? Because that's what I'm looking for the big Memorial Day thing. What is a good peach pie recipe? Does anybody have one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. What people's pictures. They are funny. You know, people have a real good sense of humor. If you give them time, they develop a real sense of humor. I do feel bad, though, that there's nobody that I would call at 3 o'clock in the morning. I've got to come up with some name. I got to designate somebody as my secondhand person. Let's see here. Who would be my secondhand person? Secondhand. What am I talking about? Who would be my 3 a.m. person? Gosh, I don't know. You know, if I had a major trauma, it would take me like 15 minutes just to figure out who I'm going to call. Because I don't know necessarily who I would call. I don't know what the traits in the person would have to be. I'd have to feel close to them. I'd have to feel that I wasn't bothering them. Who's your go-to person? That's what I want to know. Who is your go-to person? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know. Who is your go-to person in the morning? Or do you have a good peach pie recipe? See, I here's what I think the peach pie recipe is. The person used to cook. I think what they used to do is they used to get that Bisquick. And they used to make their own crust, and then they, I think, would just pour maybe the contents of like a peach can into the Bisquick, and then they would make a Bisquick top. Now, has anybody ever heard of that being peach pie? And is that peach pie, or is that peach cobbler? I don't know. Has anybody ever heard of that? You know, the Bisquick, the little blue and white boxes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and I will put you up on the air. Because that's what it tasted like to me. But it was very good because the peaches tasted fresh, and you had all that syrup that was in the can peach-wise. It just was better. But I think it was a Bisquick base and then peaches in the center and then a Bisquick top. But, boy, it was very delicious. And I don't know if anybody can make that. I don't know how you make your peach pie. I know the store's peach pie is not good at all. Not good at all. It just is too gummy. That's what it tastes like to me. It tastes gummy and you can't taste the peaches. And then the peaches taste like little, kind of like little blocks. It's not the best thing that I've ever eaten in my life, that's for sure. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Let's see here. Apparently nobody has a good peach pie recipe. Now, we talked yesterday about the whole meat problem, and is it going to turn into the toilet paper problem? You know, somebody was asking me this last night. I don't know. I can't see it being as big a deal as the toilet paper problem, but I do know if you go to the stores, I know limits are being put on things, and I know people are buying in maybe more bulk than normally they would. What do you make of this whole thing? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Did everybody fall back asleep this morning? What else do we got going on here this morning? I don't know. The meat thing is interesting because to me, I would not run out and buy the meat. I don't think we're going to run out of meat. See, the whole problem is when people stockpile something like the toilet paper, then other people can't buy it. And that's how you end up having a shortage. It's not because you're having a shortage. It's because people buy it all up for some odd reason. So, I don't know. I don't get it. But we'll hope it doesn't turn into a big problem. Do you think it's going to turn into a big problem? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will put you up on the air. All right. We did hair coloring. Oh, okay. You know what? The other subject I wanted to talk about this morning is kind of like the thing I was talking about, a good friend that you would call at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, here's the other subject. What makes a good friend? What are the qualities that go into somebody being a good friend? And I'm not talking about a friend. We refer to a lot of people as friends in our life. But what are the qualities that have to go in to another person for them to be a really good friend? What are those traits? And we talked about this term for a long time on the air, bestie. And, you know, I have said many times, I don't even think I have a bestie, but this has become a new term. And I'm not even sure what bestie means, except maybe your best friend, which, you know, I think a lot of people have a lot of besties. You know, I never understood that term best friend because if you talk to people, they will tell you who their best friend is, but really they've got like three or four of them. And I thought the whole determination of having a best friend was that was the best. That was number one. And then other people were just friends. But I think bestie is kind of the same thing. What does bestie mean? Does anybody out there in the audience, much like the peach pie, peach cobbler conversation, understand what bestie means? Because maybe if I understood the definition of the word, then I would maybe I would understand this better. If I understood the definition of the term bestie, maybe I could tell you who my bestie was. But I don't know what that word really means. Is that like best friend? Or does it mean something else? Or is it just somebody in your life? What makes somebody your bestie? Let me know. This is a good question. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because I feel that if I was able to figure out who my bestie was, maybe that would be my 3 o'clock in the morning person. But I'm not really sure what it means. Like 12 besties, 13 besties? Hard to tell. What traits would you say go into that person who you call at 3 o'clock in the morning? What makes that person... See, somebody just said that they were my bestie, but the truth is, I don't know what bestie means. Oh, no, wait. They didn't say I'm their bestie. They said they're my bestie. Oh, okay. Well, I don't... Well, what does it mean? What does the term bestie mean? That's a new thing that's come along in the last few years. I have to understand what it means. And if I'm your bestie, do you have to be my bestie? Do we have to be besties together? Is it just best friend? Is it a new term for best friend? You know what? I can say this because it's funny, and I haven't told you who's saying this, but here were the last two sentences from the person who is commenting on this bestie conversation. It says, "It's me, I'm your bestie." Now, that was the first sentence, and the second sentence was, "It means if you don't agree, I'm going to hurt you." That's what it means. So apparently, that's what bestie means, physical violence. But you know what? I hate to say this. This person who is sending me this message, I was with them the other night, and I did not realize they were so prone to physical violence. This is a thing. I had no idea that this person had physical violence in them. I think in all the time I've known them, I've never known them to be physically violent. But all of a sudden, the other night, they become physically violent. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they just lost it one night. Hard to tell. 740-383-9944. But I don't think you can threaten somebody into being your bestie. Now, for the people who called earlier, is your 3 o'clock in the morning person, would you consider that to be your bestie? Now, in this coronavirus mess, let's say you get sick and you can't leave the house and you're quarantined. Who would you call to go out and do your shopping and do all that? Like I said, I live alone. I'm the only person in my house who can drive. Who would I call? What would I do? Would that be my bestie? And what does a bestie mean? I don't know. It's very, very different. It's an interest. I like talking about friendships because I think sometimes these are topics that are not discussed on radio at all. And I think friendships can be very complex. I think some, you say, oh, that's my friend. Oh, that person's a friend of mine, but you've never been to their house. They've never been to your house. You really don't talk. Maybe you just work together. But yeah, they're your friend. But then you call another person your friend who maybe you see all the time, maybe you talk to all the time. Now, are these two people on the same level, friendship-wise? I don't know. Then we throw terms in there like bestie and best friend. What does that mean? Who would you call at 3 o'clock in the morning? Why would you call them? What are the characteristics that make up that person? I think this is a thing. Now, if this person that I'm talking to right now on the internet says that they have to be my bestie. But see, am I their bestie? And do they have more than one bestie? That's a question. And what does bestie really mean? You cannot force somebody into being your bestie. So what does it mean? And bestie, I think, essentially just means best friend. But I don't know. Who is my best friend? See, there's another good question I don't have an answer for. Because when I think about it, I think, well, there are a lot of good friends that I have. So I don't know who would be the best friend. Anybody have any more thoughts on the toilet paper or the meat that could be causing a major problem here pretty soon? We will hope beyond hope, that it does not become a major problem. But it could. You never know anymore. We live in a very strange society. Okay, I'm getting a definition now on bestie. It means your best friend, and this person has multiple for different occasions and times in life. Well, see, I don't want to be part of that. Now, see, that's the greediness in me. If you have like 4 or 5 or 6 besties, well, what good is that? I don't want to be like a bestie lost in the lineup here. So, I don't know. I guess I'll have to pass on that particular I'll have to pass Yeah, I bet so. I'll have to pass on the besties because I don't want to be in a race with people for bestie. I mean, I'm not greedy in that way. I don't have to be your bestie. But if there's like 10 other, well, I don't want to be in that group. Who needs that? And I would have to figure out who are my go-to people. Who are your go-to people? If you are somebody right now who is quarantined, who have you gone to help you with your problems? Who have you went to help you shop? Who have you went to? I mean, because this is a time where people have had to depend on other people. Does anybody know? Does anybody have that person? It'd be interesting to know. Who do you go to? Is it your kids? If you don't have kids, is it your maybe brother or sister? Is it an aunt or uncle, if they're still around? Who do you go to? Who do you send to the grocery store? You know, that's a big thing. Sending somebody to the grocery store and the pharmacy. You know, who's that person who you think can get it done right? And sometimes it's not necessarily the closest person in your life. It's the person who you know can get the job done. Now, that's a whole other conversation. And I believe we've had a conversation very similar to that. I think that a lot of times the person you want to put in charge of your personal stuff, like yanking your plug out, you don't want that to be a family member because they're emotionally involved. You want that to be somebody who can be objective in the situation and say, okay, that's what that person wanted. I'm not emotionally involved. Yank the plug. If you indeed want your plug yanked. That's what you have to have. Now, some people just can't do that because they are, now this person who I'm talking to says they can pull my plug. Now, see, I'm certain that I'm not their bestie if they can pull my plug, because I think a bestie would be somebody who had some kind of emotional attachment to you, and it would be hard to pull the plug. Okay, what did we cover today? Good friends, hair coloring. Who do you call in the middle of the night if you need somebody? What happened during the break yesterday? Meat and toilet paper, peach pie. We've been all over the place today. A lot of interesting questions that a lot of people don't talk about. And I think they deserve to be talked about because I think they are issues. That are important for a lot of reasons. Now, here's another thing. Over time, sometimes you develop relationships with people that become far more complex than you would have guessed. Now, have you noticed this, that the complexity of friendships becomes a problem for you? Or maybe it becomes a great thing for you. Sometimes a friend is just, oh, okay, let's go to the park. Okay, that's a friend. But then sometimes that friendship becomes much more complex. Now, we have a gentleman here who goes fishing almost every day, and that's a great thing to do here in the springtime in Ohio, a little chilly right now, but fishing's a fun thing to do. Now, to me, that's a bestie. That's the person you go with, because you've got to spend time with that person. When you're out there, because when you go fishing, that's not like an hour activity. You're going out there for 6, 7, sometimes even longer time periods. You're going out there with basically 2 poles. You're going out there with maybe a little something to eat, maybe a little something to drink. There's nobody else around. It's not like you're going to a party. And you're going out there and you're sitting on the ground and you're fishing. Now, this is your bestie. And I'll tell you why this is your best friend both ways. Number one, because whoever you invite to do that, you must really like them to spend that much time with them. Number two, conversely, for that person to want to go, they have to really like you to spend that time around you. So it's one of those things. Interestingly enough, you know, this whole thing going on over here on the internet, this person's getting very violent because I won't say that they're my bestie. But again, they've told me they have several best friends. So, you know, I can't say that they're my best friend because I'm not their best friend. See, it's one of those things. It all goes back to the Notting Hill movie, which is funny to me. What's the line from Notting Hill? Because I'll screw it up. Somebody call in the Notting Hill line. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's the Notting Hill line? Because I've yet to see the movie. That's another thing I'm going to have to do when I find out who my best friend is or my bestie is watch this Notting Hill movie, because this has been a long topic of conversation. But what is the line in the movie? I'm just a girl standing in front of a guy wanting him to love her. I think that's the line. Well, okay, that's you know, it doesn't have to be love, I guess. But that is bestie material. I like you. You're great. Let's go hang out. There you go. That's a bestie to me. And I know that at this particular point, I don't know who that would be. Boy, that's very difficult. That's a very difficult question. A lot of deep thinking here this morning. Don't forget, the Charlie Evers Show is coming up after this show this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Coble and I will fill in for the broadcasting legend, Charlie Evers. And then Glenn will be on with Swap Shop from 12 to 1, and the Adam the Computer Guy Show will be on from 2 until 3 today here on WWGH Radio. And we will continue this conversation. Maybe we'll find out what Glenn has to say about all this. It's those conversations that go on in life every day between a friend, maybe an enemy, whoever, but you get to them, and you have a lot of fun in the process. Okay. What else is on the agenda today? Anybody do anything interesting last night? What are people doing during this pandemic? This is what I want to know. What are people doing during this pandemic? I want to know how people are spending their time. I mean, I've told you kind of how I'm spending my time. I'm still working for the most part, so my life hasn't changed a whole lot. But I have gone out a lot of times and gotten carry out with people. And, you know, you sit in your car now. That's what you do, and eat. But are you watching a lot of movies? Are you watching a lot of Netflix? Is there something you can recommend that would be good for me to watch? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and I will put you up on the air, and we will talk about it. Because I need recommendations. Because I did not watch the Tiger King thing, which apparently was the big escape thing during the whole pandemic. But there has to be other things to watch. Is there a series out there that people would recommend binge watching? Now, here's another thing. And I asked this on the internet not too long ago. What are the best streaming services to get? Because I really have not ordered a whole lot of streaming services. Which are the ones I need to get? I don't know. Which ones have you liked the best? Now, I do have the antenna, so I get all the channels and the sub-channels, and some of those are very good. I found the Circle channel very interesting, the channel from Nashville. Now, that may be because I just visited there, but I do like the programming that's on there. So does anybody else watch the Circle channel? I think that's a great, great channel. Great, great programs, great, great programming. I don't know if I really watch any of the other sub-channels. Not to my knowledge, I don't. What are you doing out there at this time? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will put you up on the air, and have, hopefully, a very interesting conversation. But I think we've had an interesting conversation this morning of what makes a bestie, what makes a good friend, who would you call in the middle of the night. These things are very important. These are important social instances in our life that it takes a long time to figure out. Now, I will say this as we're getting to the end of the program here. Well, of course, I'll still be on with Glenn from 10 until 12 today. But I will say this. Now, this is the truth, because I've had a lot of fun with this morning. But the truth of the matter is that probably, if I had to think about it, well, you know what? I'll save it for the last few minutes, and then I'll tell you what I was going to say. Has anybody read any good books? Does anybody read books anymore? Or, you know, what I remember when the Kindle first came out, everybody was on the Kindle. And then I don't think that became a huge thing, because now I see people with books again. There's something about having a book in your hand and being able to put a bookmark in it and being able to bend pages and being able to write little things in the margin if you want to, that you want to remember. You can't do that with a Kindle. So I don't know. I think people have stuck with books. What do you think? Are people still? I see a lot of people going to the library, and there's still a lot of books in the library. Do you think people ever got wrapped up in the Kindle? Do you like the Kindle, or do you like actual books? I think this is important, because I think this is going to dictate how the kids who are the kids now, are going to be reading years from now. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know. I would be glad to hear this. Matter of fact, I ordered a book this week. I forgot about this. Maybe it'll come today in the mail. But I ordered a book, and I think it's a real book. I mean, it's not a Kindle. I don't think they're sending me a Kindle or a printout of the book. I think it's an actual hardcover book. And at my house, I still have a lot of bookshelves that are just filled with books. Matter of fact, I need to build some bookshelves. That's something I need to do. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm reading a wonderful book called The Radium Girls. It was from World War One.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls, bless their hearts, they worked, and they all died terrible deaths. It's just a wonderful book. It's informative. It's history. And I also just finished one about Frances Perkins, and she was the reason, really the driving reason, we're getting Social Security.
Really?
That's another good book.
Now what?
Oh, yeah.
Now, who was the woman again, the driving reason we have Social
Security? Frances Perkins. I read, she was the first Secretary of Labor under FDR. And she was mentioned twice in the Radium Girls. They went to her for help. And so she was a big figure. And I don't care for Kindles. I want that book in my hand. So those are great books. There are several about Frances Perkins.
Now, what does the Radium Girls mean? What does that title?
Well, they worked with radium to make, and they were called dial painters, and they painted this radium, made the paint luminous. You could see it at night for clocks, for controls on airplanes, and there was a big demand for that. And the brushes had to be so particular, they put the brushes up in their mouths to get them pointed. After a while, they wouldn't point right on what they were painting. And this company knew radium was dangerous. These girls would go home at night glowing, their clothes, their body, and some of their siblings they would sleep with, of course, at that time, and they died of it. Their jawbones would come out. They would get necrosis of the jaw. They would get tumors, cancerous tumors. It was just an awful time, another awful time. In history, all came down to money.
Well, it's
money.
It's interesting. What was the connection between Social Security and the one lady you had talked about?
Frances Perkins.
Frances Perkins.
She pressed for it. She pressed for Social Security. She pressed for unemployment. And she just was a driving force. I mean, an FDR trusted her. And he let her do a lot of things which she could do. She knew a lot of people. And she just was very plain lady. She could get it done.
She was a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, and she cared. You see, she cared.
You know what's interesting, and I'm with you, the other thing you said, I have to have the book, and this is the thing. Yep. I have so many books now that I have acquired since, you know, boy, back when I was in high school, that I really need, I would love, because I have extra rooms in my house that I use for spare bedrooms, I have one I use for an office, I would love to be able to centralize all these books in one room. And just, like, yeah. Build a huge bookshelf and put them in there. And yeah. Then that way I would know. Because sometimes I think I have 3 or 4 bookshelves. And when I want to find a book, it takes me forever to find it because they're all in different rooms.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
I never
really read. I worked all my life, took care of my granddaughter. Now that I'm older, I can take my time. And my granddaughter got me these 2 books, matter of fact, and I had one from the library about Frances Perkins. And I just love history, autobiographies. And so now I'm just building, I've got a lot of books, per se, but not really. They're gardening books. They're things I just want to keep to refer to. But these are good books.
Well, those sound like good books.
They're enjoyable. Oh, yes, they are. Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, hey, thank you for calling in with the recommendations. I appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Again, if you have, we can take one more phone call today, 740-383-9944. Do you have any book recommendations, things you're reading right now? The Radium Girls, that sounds very interesting. Do you like the Kindles or do you like a fresh book in your hand? Now, I prefer a fresh book in the hand. As opposed to the Kindle. I just don't like it. You can't mark anything in the margin. You can't bend a page. You can't put a bookmark in it. I just don't like the Kindles. I would much, much rather, especially if it's a long, long book, I would much rather have the actual book. Plus, I still like dust jackets. I like the feeling of a book. I like putting books on bookshelves in the house. Here are my 2 projects this summer. One of the projects is to clean out the garage, which I think I can do. It's a big project, but I think I can do that fairly easily. But the other is to centralize these books. I need to build some bookshelves, and they don't need to be complicated. And I think anybody can build a bookshelf with some wood and some nails. Put together some bookshelves in one room and put all these books in that room and leave some room for some other books still to come, because I just ordered a book on Monday that should be here sometime this week. Okay, we're out of time here. We've come to the end of our rope today, but Glenn Coble and I will be along filling in for Charlie Evers in about 10 minutes, so don't you dare go anywhere.
Best study convention you've ever seen. We've got huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
Now store for your big Except Thursday night.
Well, before